Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
The FDNY called to two major fires overnight, one up in Inwood. Let's go live to our Glenn Shuck.
Another tragedy involving fire here in New York City. It seems like this has almost been a daily occurrence. This is a six-story apartment building here at 207 Dyckman, which is at the corner of Dyckman and Broadway here in the very busy part of Upper Manhattan here in Inwood. Now, again, about 12:30 is when this happened. Residents here in these six floors say the fire spread very quickly. It's believed, again, from the open door situation where people are running for their lives out the front door in the bottom level just to get out of here. But then that spread the fire quickly up through the stairwell. Three people have lost their lives. Five are fighting for their lives in critical condition. Two less serious. Again, these are all residents of the building. We've also been told one firefighter suffering a minor injury. Now, again, the cause is unknown. But the open door situation is something the fire department's going to be talking about again. It was an issue at a fire in the Bronx a few weeks ago where they say because the doors were left open, people, again, lost their lives in the stairwell, very similar to this situation here. So we don't have the ages or the identities of those killed, but a horrible situation here is the Red Cross is on scene trying to help. Three dead, five in critical condition. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM here in Inwood.
There was also a fire on Grand Street in East Williamsburg. We're still waiting details on that. We do know that three firefighters have been hospitalized in stable condition. 14 firefighters among 16 people injured when a blaze ripped through two homes in Queens. Here's the fire commissioner.
This fire turned very, very quickly, and it became a very serious situation for us, causing our members to have to escape to save their own lives with very little time to think about it.
This was in Jackson Heights on 93rd Street and Astoria Boulevard. The cause is being investigated. In Belleville, New Jersey, the mayor there declared a state of emergency yesterday evening after a blaze tore through a warehouse containing upholstery supplies. It reached an astounding 11 alarms. Belleville council member Frank Velez spoke to ABC 7.
Chemicals such as helium have been mentioned, and that would contribute to the fire, to the blaze, and how extreme it's been.
A number of residential buildings nearby were evacuated as thick black smoke could be seen for miles. PSE&G shut off power in the area as a precaution. There were no reports of injuries. Rudy Giuliani has been hospitalized in Florida. No details what's going on here, but his spokesperson confirms that he is in critical but stable condition. Andrew Kurtzman, author of Giuliani, The Rise and Tragic Fall of America's Mayor, spoke to 1010 Winds.
I was surprised because Giuliani has still been out there on his podcast, you know, railing in support of Donald Trump and criticizing Democrats with the same kind of vituperative energy that he's been known for.
On social media, President Trump called Giuliani a true warrior and the best mayor in the history of New York City by far. He then accused Democrats of treating the former mayor badly, and he repeated his false claims about cheating on elections, as he put it. The comment from City Hall, talk to the NYPD. We're talking about the ICE arrest that prompted a protest outside Wyckoff Heights Medical Center, where eight people were arrested. The feds had brought a Nigerian citizen there, a man who Homeland Security says overstayed his tourist visa.
Folks in Bushwick warning each other in passing. ICE was here. Stay alert.
We had to do what we had to do.
That's Shirley. She lives near the Wyckoff Medical Center where ICE arrested a man Saturday night. Sunday morning, though, protesters banding together quickly. Shirley says this time helicopters woke the community up, but usually it's
a whistle. Everybody knows, like, if you whistle three times, it's because ICE is here. They just start screaming it, like, ICE is here, ICE is here.
Yeah, Kalia says what ICE did is
very inhumane. It's treating them like animals. I think it just shows that they don't care. They don't care about the people. They just care about, I guess, whatever power that they feel while they're doing these acts.
NYPD says they weren't involved. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Bushwick.
Yet another collision at one of our airports. This time a United flight was coming in for a landing at Newark, and the wheels of the plane apparently clipped a truck and struck a light pole on the New Jersey Turnpike. Here's the sound from ATC.com.
Did you get a report for what the issue was?
I got different conflictions on the turnpike.
Yeah, they felt something over the threshold, and there's a hole in the side of the airplane. So I'm going to get you on the runway here in a moment.
United Flight 169 was coming in from Venice, Italy, with 221 passengers and 10 crew members on board. The plane landed safely. No one on board was hurt. The truck from the Baltimore-based H&S Bakery was on its way to Smith's Bakery Depot in Newark at the time. The company says the plane's tire went through a window and the windshield. The driver, incredibly, suffered only minor injuries from glass in his arm and hand. He was treated and released from the hospital. The FAA says it's investigating.
Folks in Corona, Queens came out over the weekend to again rally against the plans for an $8 billion casino next to Citi Field.
Among them, State Senator Jessica Ramos, who spoke to ABC 7.
We know that our community is in need of real low-income housing, health care, educational opportunities, and we feel that the casino would be completely detrimental to our local economy.
It was last December that the New York Gaming Facility Location Board voted Metropolitan Park as one of three locations to receive licenses to operate a casino. In response, the team behind the project says its plan has undergone a rigorous review. A couple of baby lemurs born last March can now be seen in the Madagascar exhibit at the Bronx Zoo. Zoo Vice President Keith Lovett.
There's just something about the lemurs, the way they move around, the way they hop around, their thick fur, what have you. So in addition to popular culture, I just think they are a very attractive species that people really drawn to.
He says they're getting used to their new digs, but spend most of their time clinging to mom.
They're curious. They're paying attention to their surroundings. They're seeing what other animals, including other lemurs in the habitat, are doing. But right now, it's all about being on mom.
Collared lemurs are endangered. That is due to habitat destruction, hunting, and the illegal pet trade. Police looking for the driver of a tractor trailer who struck and killed a man in the Bronx and kept on going. This happened Saturday around 8:30 in the morning, as the 40-year-old was crossing Bruckner Boulevard near East 138th in Mott Haven. The man fell. He was then struck by a cab, which remained on scene. Anyone with information on that truck is asked to call 800-577-TIPS.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.